Sean Bayless, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. Well, friends, I have good news. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you will ever realize. And he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, to preach your word, that, Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal. And, Lord, that you'd perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? Most important, what does God think of you? We go to Exodus 34, 5 and 6. It says, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty. So he's forgiving us for iniquity and transgressions. Amen. And Yahweh doubled the word Lord to say, this is who I am, merciful and gracious. Go together. He is extensively gracious, long-suffering. The most important phrase is abounding in goodness and truth. These words describe Jesus in John 1:4 as full of grace and truth. Paralleled descriptions of the Lord are found throughout Scripture. Even when they rebelled, it says in Nehemiah 8:9, but you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Psalm 86:15, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Friends, God is saying to you that he is full of compassion and gracious. He's long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. He will have mercy on you, give you strength and save you. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's from Psalm 10. Loved one, there are many souls in this world who believe, for one reason or another, that God does not love them. Maybe you have suffered misfortunes that convinced you that God does not care. Or maybe you believe you have committed sin that caused God to turn his back on you. Or maybe you believe that God simply favors certain classes or genders and does not love you. I have a burden to dispel this grievous misunderstanding, friend. I have a burden to tell you that God is love and that he deeply, stubbornly, and eternally insists on loving every individual on the face of the planet. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. God loves you. He always has, and he always will. We go to Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. This free gift of eternal salvation is available to everyone now. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life, friend. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life hangs in the balance. But you must receive it. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friend, If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. You are filled with resurrection power. Get into a good Bible-based church and know you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for him that he's calling no one on else to do this job. He has a work for you to do. Is anyone in Christ, he is a new, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Well, friends, the wisdom key for today is injustice is only as powerful as your memory of it. But the message for today, right companions. We go to Proverbs 18:24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Friend, your destiny is too big to accomplish on your own. That's why it's so important to connect with the right people. You have to understand that God has already arranged for certain people to speak faith into you. He has already placed people in your path that will inspire you, challenge you, and help you accomplish your dreams. The reason some people never reach their highest potential is because they never get away from the wrong people. Recognize today that not everyone can go where God is taking you. You've got to connect with people who understand your destiny and can call forth the seeds of greatness. You don't have time to spend on people who are always pushing you down, telling you what you can't do, or never giving you the approval no matter how hard you try. Friends, life is too short to drag people along. If you get the wrong people out of your life, then God will bring the right people so you can fulfill the destiny he has in store for you. So my prayer for you today, and this is, Heavenly Father, I thank you for placing the right people in their life. Help them to discern the right connections you have for them. Give them strength to realize, to release the wrong relationships so they have room in their life for the people you have chosen to connect them with. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting very shortly. He is still the God who heals. We go to Exodus 15:26. For I am the Lord who heals you. The Lord identifies himself by the Hebrew name Jehovah Rapha. The English word Lord in the Hebrew word Jehovah is the word heals in the Hebrew word Rapha. Jehovah Rapha means the God who heals, cures, mends, repairs, and restores health, and the God who is your physician. This is the one of the Lord's covenant names and reveals our eternal, our covenant right to be healed and made whole by him. The first thing God taught the Israelites about himself after they left Egypt was that he is the God who heals. Since he is a never-changing God, he is still the God who heals, and we will always have a covenant right to healing. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah the prophet was looking through the corridor of time to when Jesus Christ the Messiah would come. It says in Isaiah 53:4-5, our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried. The Hebrew lexicon says griefs literally means sickness, disease, weakness. And the word sorrows literally means pains. Jesus took upon himself the sickness and pains. So if it becomes obvious that if he took them, then there is no need for you and me to bear them. Jesus was wounded and afflicted on our behalf because of our sins. It clearly states that by the stripes upon his body we are healed. It is a done deal. As surely as Jesus took care of our sin problem, he also took care of the sickness problem. Go to Matthew 8:17. And Jesus cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By his stripes you were healed. Friends, our Heavenly Father left nothing undone when he sent his Son to take our place on the cross. He made us whole, spirit, soul, and body. You go to Luke 9:1-2, it says, then he called his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. It says in Psalm 114:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Talking about emotional problems. Many people have emotional problems. Jesus gave us the power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He heals the brokenhearted also and binds up their wounds. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive and full of power, making it active, operating, energizing, and effective. Holy Spirit, I pray if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs and creative miracles following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Now lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a healing touch from the Lord and believe you receive and you will have. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I rebuke every form of infirmity and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke every cancer. I curse you at the roots. Tumor and leukemia, I curse you at the roots and I rip you out in Jesus Christ's name. You are cursed. As Jesus cursed the fig tree, so I curse the cancers at the root. I command you to die and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it's needed. I command health and healing into every physical body, no matter what sickness or pain or disease you have. I command be healed and made whole. I command that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners now. Be healed and made whole. I command that every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I break the power of it. And I command you to loose God's people and set them free. Be healed and made whole. For you are, your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Broken, those people with broken heart, broken emotions, be healed and made whole. Every sorrow lifted right now, every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. It's because of your blood, Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are a shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted by you when you use God's word and the authority of Jesus' name. Know, friends, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. Friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, which they all were, but it can often be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time, as in Mark 8:23-25 and Luke 17. It, it, But the Bible clearly states, you shall get well and you shall recover. So just test yourself, act your faith, try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to leave. They may not be instant, but there could be an improvement. So look for the, most important, look for the improvements. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or being vindictive, and walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Very important that you maintain a good confession and listen to good music, like Christian music, or read healing scriptures from the Bible. Now, do not listen to doubt or unbelief, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So my final prayer is that may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Thank you for the opportunity to hear your word and apply it to our lives, to know that you have a plan for our livelihood and for our families. Bless those who have heard this word, and let the seed that does not return void, in Jesus' mighty name, shalom. Amen.
you.